travel gadgets. What's your most important travel gadget? Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Travel Show. On tonight's programme, we're going to visit the top 10 beaches in the Mediterranean and take a package tour to Harlem, New York. But first, let's think about travel gadgets. How many electronic gadgets do you take with you when you go on holiday? A phone, an iPod, a laptop, a DVD player? By the time you've packed all the hardware, there's no room left for any clothes. Wouldn't it be great if you could just take one thing that would do everything? Well, our reporter Maggie Slocum has just been on a city break to Rome, and she decided to take just one gadget. So, Maggie, how did you get on?
Hi, Tom. Well, first I should probably explain that I bought an Apple iPad just before going to Rome. I love it. It's beautiful, stylish, it's just fantastic. But I wondered how useful it would be on holiday. So I took it to Rome with me to find out.
So, what do you think?
Well, one great application that the iPad has is iBooks. Instead of packing and carrying 6 or 7 novels for a fortnight's holiday, you can download dozens of books onto one gadget. This includes guidebooks, of course. So instead of taking a guidebook everywhere with me, I used my iPad. Easy.
Sounds like a good idea. Any other positives?
Yes. You can also download lots of maps and other travel applications, like phrasebooks. All very useful.
OK. Any negatives?
Well, the keyboard is good, but you can't type very quickly on it. But then, if you're on holiday, do you really need to type quickly? I'm a journalist and I type every day. But when I'm on holiday, I want to forget about work.
Good point. So what else apart from the keyboard?
The screen is excellent, but it's hard to read out of doors because of the glare of the sun on the screen. It's okay when you're looking for travel information, but I'm not sure I could read a whole novel on one. I think my eyes would be very tired after 15 minutes. Another problem with the screen is its size, funnily enough.
What do you mean? Is the screen too small?
No, it's too big. To be honest, the screen is fine, but if you use some applications designed for iPhones on an iPad, the visuals get stretched because the screen is much bigger.
Oh, yeah, I see. So would you recommend an iPad to travellers?
Yes, I would, definitely. The best thing about the iPad is that it's really a portable entertainment centre.
So what do you mean by an entertainment centre?
Well, I can put all my music on it, and the speakers are excellent. So you can have a sound system on holiday. You can also put dozens of films or TV programmes on it. This is why the big screen is so good. It's much more like watching a real TV. The picture quality is fantastic. It's perfect for long journeys, especially by plane.
OK, what else?
Well, obviously, you can use it to go online too. So you don't need a laptop to browse the internet. This is really useful when travelling. You can buy tickets, get weather updates, read the newspaper, check your email while you're away. There are also lots of games included, and you can download more, of course.
So basically, the iPad is the one gadget to take on holiday.
You still need a phone, of course, but your phone can be much simpler because the iPad does everything else. One last word of warning, however.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Be careful when you're using it. Standing on a street corner in Rome playing with my iPad made it obvious that I was a tourist. I was worried about being mugged a lot of the time. I'm sure that I was safe, but I was nervous.
Okay, thanks, Maggie. Now, Harlem used to be the last place a sensible traveller to New York would visit, but things have changed since then.